To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
And it's the Gadget Grill on to RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band, and we are on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
That's right, we are, aren't we?
We are indeed. Mm-hmm. Hi there, I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz. And
that's when Jeff would normally go.
Well, not necessarily. I would awkward. Normally point in that direction, and Jeff would say something. But
that is a bit awkward.
Jeff is sadly absent this evening. His presence is absent.
Jeff is not here. So
he's at the football, I believe.
Yes, he's shirked his responsibility for football, just as I shirk my responsibilities occasionally for Ingress. I'm Jason, by the way. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the Gadget Grill this week. What have you been up to, Mr. Murray?
I had last weekend in Melbourne, mainly because I had a medical appointment on the Monday, but Melbourne was fun. Melbourne was nice.
What time was your medical appointment? You did not bring a note.
It was not a dental appointment, so it wasn't at 2:30.
Right. Mm. Okay. Right. I see.
Yes. It's gone well early, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. Doesn't take us long to go downhill, does it?
it's been a pretty straightforward week for me. I did purchase myself a new phone, which we'll talk about a little bit.
You bought a phone?
I bought a phone. It does happen occasionally.
I know, I know.
Usually I do.
I bought a tablet a few weeks ago.
Did you? Okay, cool.
Yes, the S2.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Usually I do cruise through life from review unit to review unit. I did buy myself an Anker last year at Galaxy S6. So like I could, you know, when I finished reviewing a phone, I could always go back to the old faithful.
Right, you didn't get yourself a pocket warmer.
No, that was not out until a couple of months ago.
Right.
But, I bought myself a Google Pixel this week.
You bought a Google Pixel?
I did. One of them. Just one. So I can't really make any meaningful letters or anything because I only have one Pixel. Okay. I'll tell you what, though, for a phone with one Pixel, the camera does pretty well.
Right. Okay. Okay. What have I been doing this week?
No. What have you been doing?
Working.
Yeah. Everyone's been working.
I've been playing with toys,
mm-hmm.
Some interesting toys, and we're going to talk about a couple of those toys later on in the show.
Toys are always good things to talk about. Absolutely. And they're also fun to play with.
Oh, a lot of them are fun to play with. You talked me out of doing a review on one of them, so we shall postpone that for another week. I'll talk to the PR people about it, because it's got a couple of problems with it, and rather than
we don't like to just bring gadgets on and bag them.
No, that's not productive.
No,
that's not productive.
But we do have a couple of good gadgets to talk about that we're not going to bag later.
Oh, absolutely, come in boxes, not in bags.
But when you walk away from the store, they're often in bags.
They are. Yeah. The box is in a bag. Right? Are you with me?
I don't know if I am.
Now, how did you come back from Melbourne this week? I'm going to guess and say that you were in a plane and that you flew.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. In that case, we're going to start the music tonight with Jeff St. John, Teach Me How to Fly.
Oh, I wish someone could teach me how to fly. Not to actually fly a jet. I'd just like to, you know, fly personally.
Well, as they say in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, all you got to do is throw yourself at the ground and miss.
To see just where you are.
Have you just left that office cage? Then forget about your underpaid wage. Keep one eye on the fuel gauge as we bring you old school to new age. Wolf Mother to Jimmy Page. Recorded in studio or live on stage. It's spicier than your mama's sage. Right here on Drive. 5 to 7pm, Monday to Friday. 88.1 FM, 2RDJ. The answer to your road rage.
Probus is an association for senior members of the community and for those no longer working full-time to join together in clubs for a new lease of life. Relieve isolation and loneliness, advance intellectual and cultural interests, and enjoy regular opportunities to progress healthy minds, active bodies, and new adventures with new friends. If you'd like to know more about the Probus organization and experience the true spirit of fun, fellowship, and friendship, please phone toll-free 1-800-630-488 or visit probussouthpacific.org. So what are you waiting for? Join Probus today and get a new lease of life.
You're back with The Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ, 88.1 FM, on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
Very well said, Jason.
Thank you. I crave my report cards every time we come back from the ad breaks.
That was done so well, I'm going to double your pay.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be able to purchase nothing.
Exactly. twice nothing is still nothing.
Yes. Do you know what I would like to purchase, though?
Tell me.
I would actually like it to be March already, because I kind of want a new Nintendo Switch console.
Oh, okay.
I saw
what you did then.
Yeah. So Nintendo has been rumored to announce its Nintendo NX console for a while, the successor to the Wii U, which I don't really understand
why
it was ever called the Wii U.
It's not the same as when you Wii.
No, it's when you place the U in a different location, it's very different.
Indeed, it is.
So Nintendo's next console
is all about location, location, location.
Well, it is with this actually. So
yes,
Nintendo's next console is happily, it doesn't have a weird name. It's the first time in a number of years Nintendo's not gone for an unusual name. It's called the Nintendo Switch. It features a tablet, which is actually the main console inside the tablet. And it will dock into a docking station in order to put your games onto the big screen. It has attachable mini controllers that are called Joy-Cons, which does make them sound like evil Transformers. And I believe,
or something that we can't talk about on the air.
No, that would be joysticks. Although it's kind of like it is a joystick because it's a controller, right? So it's a Joy-Con. But the most interesting thing.
Maybe not the most interesting thing.
It doesn't run off discs or optical media. It runs off cartridges. It's a nice throwback. Well, not still. Like Nintendo's used discs for a while now, but. Without needing to put an optical drive inside the console, it actually makes the whole thing a lot more portable now. So it runs off runs off SD style cards. So those are pretty plentiful, and you know flash storage is actually pretty good to find these days in large quantities. So I don't think it's going to really affect the price of the games that much.
Right.
We've got lots of developers on board, and surprisingly, there's people spotted some games like Skyrim and Red Dead Redemption inside the launch reel. Unsurprisingly, they also spotted Mario and Zelda. So it's coming out in March. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to say I'm looking super forward to it.
You'll buy yourself an Easter present.
Maybe. I'm not looking super forward to it, but like I am looking forward to seeing what it does. It does a lot of things that the Wii U probably should have done at launch because they had their separate tablet instead of the tablet actually being the console. So
right.
We'll see how it goes.
Right. Yesterday, Friday evening, Saturday morning, there was a massive outage on the interwebs.
You know what? I've actually had really, really poor performance on my internet all week, really. But yeah.
PayPal, Twitter, Facebook, a whole ton of services were hit by distributed denial of service attacks.
Oh dear!
Friday evening, Saturday morning, Sydney time.
Was this actually the DNS outage that was powering them? The DNS servers were attacked, or the services themselves?
Yes. This is where Dyn, the
DynDNS, dynamic DNS.
Yes. They were DDoSed. They were a subject of a denial of service attack, and it affected pretty much all of their clients, and their clients are some big names.
They do have some big name clients. It's actually, I'm always kind of surprised hearing that big companies have gone with smaller companies like this to control their DNS, because I would have thought that these guys would have their own network ops people doing it.
You would think so.
Hmm.
You would think so, but evidently not. So,
So I think things are back to normal now, though.
Yes, but if you couldn't get onto Twitter yesterday, or PayPal, or any of these major services,
I did see I did see a flurry of distraught tweets about people complaining about Twitter on Twitter, which didn't really make that much sense. I thought people were complaining about an outage, but my app was fine. My app was fine all night. It didn't really have any issues.
Well, your app may not actually connect to through the domain name service.
Well, no. Like once it's got the IP of the service, fine, right?
That's right.
So yeah. So maybe that was maybe I was lucky in that respect. So let's see. What's the news? I'm going to stick with gaming for a little while. It seems everyone loves mobile now. So Nintendo announced a couple of months ago at the iPhone 7 launch that they're going to be bringing Mario to iOS and Android, although they were a little bit less going home about their Android launch. But they're bringing Super Mario Run out to iOS in December and Android at some point after. This week we got some news that Sony is going to be bringing some popular PlayStation titles to mobile in 2017 as well. So maybe four or five games are going to come out. They haven't really said which titles are going to come out, and I think that one's kind of interesting because a lot of the big games on PlayStation are not necessarily Sony property. So we might see things more like Crash Bandicoot come to mobile.
Right.
But it's going to happen sometime over 2017, several times over the course of 2017. Actually, they're not going to release all the games at once, but the exact titles and release schedule yet to be revealed.
Right. Now, last weekend, when you flew down to Melbourne and you flew back from Melbourne, I'm presuming that you made your booking online.
I did.
And you flew using an e-ticket. Effectively.
Yeah, effectively, yes, because no one actually uses real tickets anymore.
No, that is correct. In Queensland, there's going to be a new type of e-ticket. There's a new type of e-ticket being developed.
Is it going to be an F-ticket?
Should
be an advancement on the e-ticket, right?
Well, it should be, but they're calling it an e-ticket, and this is coming from the police. Sadly, this is not an e-ticket that you want to get, because...
So it really is an F-ticket.
Yes, it is. It is absolutely an F-ticket. Yeah. When you get pulled over by the Queensland Police, you will have the option of receiving your fine notice via email or perhaps via a text message.
Yeah, well, I want them to do it via NFC. Hold your phone up. We'll bump our ticket issuing device up to your phone.
Now that would be cool.
Yeah,
that would be cool. NFC, just for you listener who, if you don't understand NFC, near field communications. That's when you can tap two devices together, and they pass information, like when you when you use tap and go to pay for your coffee.
Yeah.
So I think that's rather interesting. It's an option. It's not going to be compulsory for you to do that.
It should be compulsory.
but it's one way to get your parking violation notice.
So they made it easier for you to receive your parking violation notice.
Yeah, yeah. While I'm on government initiatives, and I use that word very advisedly, because you came back from Singapore about a month ago.
I did.
And when
you
went...
got Singapore news?
No, not quite. But when you came back from Singapore, I presume that your passport has a chip inside it?
Yes.
It does. So you can use the
e-gate.
Mm-hmm. So you go in, you throw your passport into a machine, you answer a couple of questions, and then you go to the gate where it takes your photo, and if the photo matches what it's got on record for your passport,
I have been denied that match once.
I have been denied the match more than once. It doesn't like me because of the beard, and I've got to remember to take the hat off too.
So the time I did it, I think I messed up by forgetting to take my glasses off. But the sign says to take sunglasses off, not glasses.
Yes, indeed, so, it does. Well, what the government's doing, the federal government, is wanting to remove passports from border processing. So they're just going to take your photo and they're going to match it to what they have on record.
Oh, that's good, because clearly they have a photograph of every single Australian citizen. Yeah. What about other countries, though?
Well, for people who have got Australian electronic passports, this is how it's going to work.
So it's going to be like all of those scenes in, you know, shows like Person of Interest and Swordfish and stuff, where you walk up to the gate and it takes a photograph of you, and then next to it, it's just going to show like these million different photographs
and it'll
stop on you.
Yeah. What I love about those sort of things, when you look at it, and this is especially true for the crime shows, where they're doing the fingerprints, and the screen comes up.
It shows you all of the people in the world's fingerprints.
No, well, it does better than that, because when it finds one, it tells you it's a positive match.
Not a negative match.
Yeah. I'm really pleased about that being a positive match, because is there such a thing as a negative match? There could be a wet match.
Maybe a negative match is like, you know, when you swipe right on Tinder, but you meant to swipe left. I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody wants Twitter.
No, I know. This must be really upsetting. They swipe, what do they do, swipe left or right?
I don't actually know which way it is. I think it's swipe left. I don't know. Nobody wants Twitter. Salesforce swiped left, and they decided that they don't want to purchase Twitter anymore. Which Salesforce purchasing Twitter? Wow!
I was quite worried about that.
Here's a larger question: Why are people thinking about buying Twitter? Why can't Twitter just operate for a while? Like, you know, they had a bit of instability with their CEO. They brought their CEO back. It's been a year, and now there's just rumors about them being purchased. Do you know who I blame?
Not me, I have.
No, I blame Jeff.
Yeah, because he's not here.
I know.
And so it's his fault.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, he floated the idea that Apple was going to buy Twitter.
Right.
Since then, apparently Google was going to buy Twitter, Disney was going to buy Twitter, and now Salesforce was going to buy Twitter. No one wants Twitter.
It's all Jeff's fault. Yeah. Okay, Jeff, if you're listening, it's your fault. If you're not listening...
I don't believe Jeff is listening. It's still his fault.
Yes. Yep. Vodafone, do you hear the news about Vodafone?
Vodafone is going into home broadband.
Indeed, they are.
They are. I'm quite excited about this, actually.
Yeah. By the end of the year, by the end of next year, they're going to be doing that. They're expecting by that time there's going to be 4 million homes that'll have access to the National Beanbag Network. And they'll be able to throw some beans around and give you access to the NBN.
So I'm quite excited about this, because Vodafone does home broadband in other territories, and there they have some pretty good deals, and they bundle with your service, with your phone service. So like, I'm looking forward to the possibility of doing that.
Yeah.
that ended that discussion. There's not really much to go on, really, is it?
No,
it's coming.
But that brings me to some of the phone providers now are offering some very interesting deals with some high download allowances. I've just changed my plan just in the last week, and I am getting 13 gigabytes a month download allowance on my phone service for $50 a month.
That's pretty good.
That is very good. And that includes unlimited calls within Australia.
I applied the screws onto my carrier, and I came away with 10 gigs for $47. But I think it might be time to renegotiate that.
Have a look, because I know who your carrier is, and have a look at them and have a talk to them and see if you can screw them down a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll see how
that suspect
goes.
You may be able to to do that.
I'm trying to figure out whether or not any of the stories I have can actually be linked to applying screws.
Be very careful, Jason.
Let's talk about physically constructing cars, which use screws in their construction. Tesla has announced that their new production cars will include the hardware required for autonomous driving. Now, this doesn't mean that the car will be completely autonomous from the get-go, but it means that all of the cameras and all of the sensors that will be required, or at least so they think given current standards, will be inside the car, and At some point in the future, you may get a software update that will enable autonomous driving. For now, they're going to record information. So they're going to record information about the landscape around you and what decisions you make when you're driving the car, so that they can actually teach their autonomous driving program. So they can teach it better how to react.
So
to
we're certain really, circumstances. You know, despite the song that I just played a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. which was "Teach Me How to Fly," they're going to teach their cars how to drive. Self-drive.
Yeah,
there you go.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah, yes, indeed. This is Max Merritt and the Meteors, "Slipping Away."
I slipped on a banana peel. Does that count?
Yeah, and it looked good on you too.
Just can't help but feeling It's Chris from the Salvos radio show, Light and Life. Each week on the show, we talk about life's issues. We review the latest book, movie, DVD. Aaron Wright goes deeper into lifestyle issues and the way we think. Our resident psychologist, Maris Deepers, touches on different heart issues each week and how to work through them. It's a good 30 minutes to help you grow in faith and to put you in a great frame of mind for the day. Light and Life, from 9:30 till 10, every Monday morning, right here on 2RDJ FM.
And welcome back to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Now, Jason, as you know, I have a history of past life as a photographer.
I think it's still in your current life.
It is still
in. How many lives are you on?
I'm on about my 18th.
Yeah. So this explains why you're about as grumpy as two cats mashed together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, by the way, this show is absolutely a smashed avocado free zone tonight.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Good. You caught up with that story during the week, didn't you?
I did not.
You did not?
No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about now. Go on.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I do not know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, that's normal for me anyway, because I certainly don't know. Smashed avocados. There's a story this week about how people of your age and of your particular bent, in fact, and I don't mean in that way, but I mean people, you know, sort of young Australians, millennials, who apparently, according to one demographer, can't afford to buy a house because they go out and spend $22 a week on a smashed avocado brekkie.
Sounds like my morning breakfast.
Well,
like,
precisely my point.
I don't get a smashed avocado breakfast, but as I was saying to someone today, I do like to go out of a Saturday and probably a Sunday morning, and I like to sit down at a cafe and have people bring me food.
Absolutely.
And when I don't get that to happen, like if I go to a cafe and I have to go and order food myself at the counter and then go back and sit down with a number, I get disappointed and I don't go back to those places.
Exactly. Yes. And you know, sort of this is your $22 smashed avocado brekkie. And if you have one of those a week, 50 weeks in a year, that's $1,000 that you're going to save.
I mean, I'm going to try and bring this back.
Well, hang on. Before we do the math with houses in Sydney costing upwards of $700,000-$800,000. Mm-hmm. A deposit on a house like that, you're going to need $200,000. So how many years at $1,000 a year saving is it going to take you to get your $200,000 deposit? 200 years to get your $200,000, saving $1,000 a year.
It's not like that's the only money that these people earn.
I know.
It's fine. Yeah. But yeah. So do you know what else you can spend $1,000 and probably a little bit more change on?
Tell me.
You can buy one of Sony's new cameras.
Well, this one is actually a little bit more than that.
I expected that, yes.
This one, I think when I checked, it was around about the $5,000 mark.
Okay, so 5 years of avocado smashed
brekkies. Five years worth of smashed avocado brekkies will get you the Sony. Now, let me get the name right. This is the model. This is the Sony RX1R2. Now
that does sound like a droid from Star Wars.
It does indeed. And so let's just do this just while we're talking about it. We're going to have that in the
entirely inappropriate background music for a camera review. Go on.
Absolutely. The camera in question is quite an interesting camera. My normal sort of camera, my normal weapon of choice is a single lens reflex camera. So that's one where it's just got the one lens and you can remove the lens and you can put different lenses on it.
Yeah.
The Sony.
It's fairly standard DSLR kind of, you buy the body and you get the lenses.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they come basically now in two flavors. You either get a crop sensor or you get a full frame sensor.
Yeah.
I prefer the full frame sensor.
Many people do.
I prefer a wide angle lens, mostly when I'm shooting because it offers, interesting creative possibilities, except when I'm using the 85mm, which is just a beautiful focal length for when you're shooting people. Much better than using an Adler shotgun for shooting people. Let me assure you of that. Not that I've used an Adler shotgun. See how we keep the show topical?
No, I think we've gone in the weeds. Let's go on.
Okay. The Sony RXR... let me pull that up again. The Sony RX1R2.
Can we just call it the R2D2?
Okay, we'll call it the... Okay, the Sony R2D2 is... this is not a single-lens reflex camera.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very solid fixed-lens camera with...
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Actually. Yeah. It has a 28mm lens, full-frame sensor, and it is... I'm not going to say that you could use it as a hammer, but it feels that solid that you could use it to drive nails into a piece of hardwood.
Wow, yeah.
Very solid camera, very nice feel in the hand, beautiful feel in the hand. Electronic viewfinder.
Does it actually have a physical viewfinder you can use as well?
Physical, but not optical.
Yeah. No, yeah, fair enough. That's becoming very common in smaller cameras.
In a lot of cameras now, you're getting the electronic viewfinder, and they're getting better and better with the electronic viewfinders. There is still just a little bit of lag on the viewfinder, but these cameras are just getting so good. Image quality, absolutely wonderful. Luscious image quality.
It is quite funny because I'm someone who uses his smartphone camera for everything, and I'll go to a press conference and I'll take a photo on my Samsung phone and just go, yeah, that's pretty good. And then I'll look at a photo that someone's taken on an SLR and I'm like, oh my God, my photos suck.
It's not
until you actually go and really use a proper camera and you look at it and it's like, it's so much better.
And that is the point. That is absolutely the point. This is not a cheap camera.
Let's
get this straight. This is not a cheap camera. It does not feel like a cheap camera. It is absolute quality. I mentioned a few months ago, how I could see with the product range that Sony was starting to bring to the market now that they are finally getting serious with their photographic range, with the camera range.
It's taken and a while because they purchased the remnants of Minolta, I think.
Konica Minolta, yes. And they purchased that. That was maybe 10 years ago now.
I thought it was like 5 to 7, but
it was a fair long time ago now. They are really getting serious with their cameras.
They've been making these statements a lot. They said at CES like they're absolutely committed to driving their cameras and getting them out there and getting people to notice them.
Yep. But I have seen some changes in the product that they're bringing to the market. They've got some serious glass available. The glass on this camera is wonderful. The usability of this camera, absolutely wonderful. Image quality, magnificent. Great camera, the Sony RX1R2, or as we prefer to call it, the R2D2.
Yes. Now, so how difficult is Sony's PR company going to find it to get the camera back? Are you leaving the country?
They've already prized it out of my hands, unfortunately.
What a shame.
I would have loved to have had it for longer, but such is life. This is, Mark Knopfler?
You've got the beard for Ned Kelly as well.
I have indeed. You know the name Mark Knopfler?
Of course I know Mark Knopfler.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know the name Chet Atkins?
Nope.
Chet Atkins, great country and western musician. This is Mark Knopfler and Chet Atkins, and there'll be some changes made. Two great guitarists enjoying themselves.
Change in the weather and a change in the scene. check. You're never gonna get to play that rock and roll.
Why is that?
You're kind of country.
Oh,
it's a little bit old.
That hurts. But your money for nothing, mm-hmm. and your chicks for free.
Well, them groupie girls ain't what they're cracked up to be. Not all of them. Anyway.
Well, I'd really like to find out for myself. Don't you know? I've had a kind of quiet life down here on Music Row.
Oh, I know.
Well, like, man, what do you think?
Man, I don't know.
I really think that I can make the grade. There'll be some changes made. I think I was sharp there.
Just play one, just play one.
That one there. Not all that bad.
There are some people who needed to hear this commercial, but never will. They thought that only tourists get caught in rip currents, and they were wrong. They thought that because they were good swimmers, they'd be okay, but they weren't. They thought they knew what a rip looked like, but they didn't. In fact, 2 out of 3 people who think they can spot a rip can't. Don't risk the rip. Search BeachSafe to find out what you don't know about rips. A message from Surf Life Saving.
You are back with... Ooh, that's a little bit loud. You are back with the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. We are there to stream to you all of the things.
All of the things on the interwebs.
How about dash cams? Can you stream dash cams?
You probably can.
It's probably a good idea, actually, just for personal security, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You never know when somebody might attack you or something like that.
So you've been testing some cameras.
I've been testing some camera. Absolutely. Today's the camera show.
It's actually camera. Yeah, it's the camera grill.
This time I've been playing with the Navman MyView 698. Now,
that's a catchy name.
It is indeed. Now, Navman recently released a number of different dash cams, crash cams.
Cash cams.
Yeah. And, you know, front-facing cameras, dual front-facing cams. I got the 698, which has one front-facing camera and another camera that you mount in the rear.
Mm-hmm. Has it broken yet?
No, it hasn't broken.
Oh, in the rear, not just pointing backwards at the passengers, but actually in the rear of the car.
It actually mounts on your rear windshield, the rear glass, and it is connected via a cable to the front. You get it comes with a Y cable that you connect everything to, and it records simultaneously images in front and behind you.
How long until they just put a 360-degree camera on your roof?
Well,
they use your footage for Google Street
View. Well, in actual fact, that already exists. I was looking at some specs for a couple of cars during the week, and a couple of the cars that I was looking at have got 360 cameras mounted in them. And this is used for things like parking as well. And the Navman, while you're parked, it is alive, and if somebody hits your car, it will record that event and save it for you.
So it like senses the collision.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
So
how long can it record for?
It depends on the card that you put in.
Oh, so you just put an SD card
in. Just put a micro SD card in, and the bigger your card, the more it records.
So does it constantly record, or will it only, like, if you're parked, will it only start recording when it senses a collision?
When you're parked, it'll only record when it senses a collision. It's got a small battery in it. And otherwise, when you turn the car on... plugged into your lighter, when the lighter gets, or the power socket this time.
as we call it now, because calling it the cigarette lighter socket is a little bit politically incorrect.
It is.
Right?
I found it very useful. This one also has collision detection warnings, lane change warnings, all that sort of thing. So it helps to...
So what's a lane change warning? It'll tell you when someone's about to change lanes.
It'll tell you when you're drifting out of your lane.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So it'll say, you know, please get into the centre, please move to the centre of the lane. So, yeah, that's the Navman MyView 698. Not expensive.
Hopefully that's not the price.
No. This is Bette Midler, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next year the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly attitude. He blows an 8 to the bar. Boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company just only plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. It was some boogie woogie bugle.
the boy of Company B. When he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a busy bee. When he played, he made the company jump eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da 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 doodly da da doodly da da doot doot. He blows eight to the bar. He can blow an order for bass and guitars with him. And the company jumps the need for his reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and extend their feet, 'cause they know how it goes when someone gets the beat. Whoa, whoa, it breaks it up when he plays the lead. The boogie woogie bugle boy is coming to me.
Back with the Gadget Grill. We're up to the useless gadget segment.
Our favourite time of the week.
It is actually our favourite time of the week because I get to scroll through some hilarious Twitter feeds and find something that I think is quite useless.
Now, absolutely. And let me preface what I think you're going to say by saying years ago I used to have a message on my answering machine that would say, "Hi, this is Gary Stark's fridge. Unfortunately, his answering machine is broken. And if you like to leave me a message, I'll scribble it down and stick it with a magnet on my door, and he'll get it sometime."
I had a similar message that said, "Hi, this is the microwave. The answering machine's run away with the fridge, but if you want something cooked, place it next to the receiver and wait for the beep."
Okay, lead
so,
on.
This week's useless gadget. It's actually been around for a little while, but I don't know if it's actually become available in English-speaking territories this week, because it has turned up in a few places. Huggies.
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 Now, Huggies, as I know them, are nappies for little children.
They are indeed nappies for little children.
Are we talking about internet-connected...
We are.
Diapers?
We're talking about diapers that tweet when they get wet.
Oh, my God.
I specifically didn't tell Gary what this week's useless gadget was because I wanted to see his reaction. It's worth it. Totally worth it.
Well, let me lead into the rest of this story by telling you that recently, Mick Jagger recently, his partner gave birth to a baby.
All right.
And so the Wags were doing the story that now she can buy nappies for both of them.
She might get a bulk discount.
Indeed. Carry on.
Wouldn't you like it if did you say it was Keith Richards or Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like it if you got a tweet every time Mick Jagger peed?
I know. Exactly my point. Carry on.
No, that's about it, actually.
Okay.
It's not a complicated story, but it is a good one.
It is indeed.
Yeah. Nappies will tweet when they get wet.
Yeah. That is a real tough act to follow. And I don't think you'd want to.
No.
I think you would unfollow.
No, you know. you know what follows up the nappies getting wet?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's your number two choice, isn't it?
It is, and it's
low, you have
it's actually,
been,
it's actually lower down the scale than number two.
You have been listening to The Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM, 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. We'll be back next week with more technology, more gadgets, more useless gadgets.
Hopefully less nappies.
Less nappies, and we'll dry up in the meantime because the weather's going to be warm. I'm the Professor, Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm Jason Murray.
Take care. This is Cal Jada and Gachugaro. Soul Source. Enjoy this.